This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 100 people have been killed in Gaza and an Israeli airstrike, while the number of Israeli soldiers killed in combat over the weekend rose to 17, according to officials.
Israeli troops launch rockets at central Gaza, including the Al-Maghazi refugee camp. Associated Press journalists were outside a hospital as Palestinians cry and yell while carrying the dead, including a baby. Early hospital figures list 7 dead children. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said last week the war would continue until Hamas is eliminated. Meanwhile, Egypt is proposing an end to the war with a ceasefire, a phased hostage release, and the creation of a Palestinian government of experts which would administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank, according to a senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat. I'm Julie Walker.
As VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports, the war in Gaza has significantly changed the nativity scene in Bethlehem.
At a time when Christians celebrate Christmas, a mostly silent night creeps through one of the religion's most important cities.
The whole world is celebrating Christmas this year, but not Bethlehem, not the birthplace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bethlehem is celebrating Christmas with sadness and sorrow because of what's happening in Gaza and in all the West Bank, all Palestinian territories.
Bethlehem's churches this year framed the nativity theme depicting the birth of Jesus Christ in barbed wire and rubble, a show of solidarity with the people of Gaza. Officials here say tourism this year dropped from 2.3 million up to September to no tourists since.
VOA's